From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Orpheum Theater in Memphis, Tennessee, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, as they say down here. We're so glad to be here. It's a great show for you today. We have Carla Thomas, the Queen of Memphis Soul, joining us later. But we are also so proud to be here in Memphis, Tennessee, which according to a study that came out just this week, women in Memphis, and only the women, drink more than in any other city in America. This is true. And according to another survey of Memphis women that came out this week, you're super hot. And what's your name? So we know y'all are ready to really enjoy our show. For the rest of you out there in sober America, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Charles Dietline from Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda, Maryland.
Yes.
You people are so drunk already. That was all the drunk one of men was going, Bethesda, yeah, Bethesda. How are things in Bethesda?
They're not bad at all.
I'm glad to hear it.
That's probably the slogan, I believe, of Bethesda.
Bethesda, not bad at all.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Charles.
You're going to get letters.
Yeah, well. Let me introduce you to our panel this week, Charles. First up, it's humorist and author, most recently of Alpha Better Juice, The Joy of Text. It's Roy Blunt Jr. right here.
Oh. Hi.
Next, it's one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Roxanne Roberts.
Hello.
Hi, Roxanne.
And finally, a humorist, author, and blogger at CarTalk.com. It is Tom Beaudet.
Hello, Charles.
Charles, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, of course, is going to recreate for you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your first quote.
It's a big gay middle finger to Vladimir Putin.
That was White House correspondent Sam Stein talking about a delegation President Obama is sending to what big event in February?
The Olympics.
Yes, the Olympics. So Vladimir Putin, czar of all the Russias, recently came out against gay people. And with Russia hosting the Winter Olympics, which has such very gay events as figure skating and neighborhood gentrifying, this is proving a bit awkward. So how is the U.S. retaliating? We are launching an intercontinental gay missile. This week, President Obama named his delegation to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, and it is as gay as the ski jump is high. You've got Billie Jean King, you've got Brian Boitano, who just came out as gay this week. Quelle surprise. And to top it all off, instead of attending the games himself, the president is sending drag queen versions of his senior administration officials. Mr. Putin, I'd like you to meet Barack Obama and Ho Biden. And this is such a great way to have a global conflict, right? We used to fight each other by stockpiling nuclear weapons. So now we're sending over gay athletes. Putin will retaliate by sending back cast members of Duck Dynasty. Meanwhile, Iran claims that all their gays are for peaceful purposes.
Claim that they didn't have any homosexuals?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But now, of course, you know.
Well, they said they'd stop production, but nobody believed it.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
The jade rabbit has landed in the Bay of Rainbows.
So that sentence could one day join "the eagle has landed" in the history of exploration, now that China has successfully made a landing where?
On the moon.
On the moon, yes! This week, the Chinese Space Agency landed a robotic probe on the moon called U2, named for their favorite band back when they were in college. Actually, no, U2 in Chinese means jade rabbit. That is a figure from Chinese folklore, as well as the most popular stripper at Beijing's Little Red Lounge.
What was that headline again?
It was "The Jade Rabbit Has Landed in the Bay of Rainbows," because it is actually, the jade rabbit is the name of the
probe. That's a headline. You know what the headline of the Brattleboro Reformer was in Vermont on Monday?
What?
It was "Car Crashes in the Hogback Gift Shop." I cut it out, because when you see a headline like that, you just ask, what's on page two? You know? But I like, jade rabbit lands in the...
Yeah, it actually landed in the moon on a structure, you know, known as the Bay of Rainbows. So there you are. The probe is supposed to be on the moon exploring the Bay of Rainbows for 3 months, which will give it enough time to start 2 electronics factories, which, despite being 230,000 miles away on an airless rock, will still be a cheaper place for Apple to build their iPhones. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
Enough is enough. Stop wasting money.
That was the title of a medical journal article saying that what, in the end, doesn't make you any healthier?
Multivitamins.
Multivitamins, yes. That's exactly right. All those multivitamins, the $30 billion worth that Americans swallow every year, all totally useless. You might as well have eaten the money you spent on them. At least then you could have gained the powers of all those dead presidents. Courage of Washington, chins of Franklin.
This is such great news. It freed up an entire cupboard in my kitchen.
Really?
Yes.
Did you?
I can't wait to get home.
Yeah. The only ones I'm going to miss are the Flintstones.
Yeah. This is a terrible thing for the
because
Flintstones.
Because they were cute.
Yeah. Right?
So is it only the multivitamins, or is it like multivitamins?
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, for example, to take an example, a lot of people swear by these vitamin C supplements, 500 milligrams of vitamin C every day. But the thing is, your body can only process so much vitamin C or any of these things. The rest, it just, well, basically, you just pee it out. So you're just taking all these vitamins and just putting them down the toilet. That, by the way, though, is why your toilet never has a cold. Which is good, because you don't want it to sneeze. Carl, how did Charles do in our quiz?
Charles, you're a winner. 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done, Charles. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.